Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected viewers, I've got few teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with regards to our akhlaq with women. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses the most perfect and complete faith. Therefore, his noble conduct is also the most perfect and loftiest. The prophetic conduct with female relatives is matchless. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam met his Ridai sister, Sayyida Shima, after many years, he stood up, laid out his blessed shawl for her and sat her down on it. On her return, he gifted her a camel and a slave boy. When he, alayhi salatu wasalam, met her again at Jarana, he gave her some goats and sheep. This was the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his Ridai sister. When his daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, would come to meet him, he would stand for her, kiss her hand, and seat her next to him. This was the respect he would give to the daughter. This was for our teachings, respective viewers. This was to educate us, guide us. How should we behave with sisters, with daughters? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak to his blessed wives about things that interested them. He would give his utmost attention to resolving even the smallest of their concerns. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha states, I was on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it was my turn from amongst the wives, but I was held back because of my camel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to me as I was crying. I said, you have mounted me on a sluggish camel. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped away my tears with his blessed hands and comforted me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also be foremost in providing ease for his blessed wives. On one occasion, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha wished to mount on a camel. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knelt next to the camel and raised his knee for her. She then placed her foot on the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's knees in order to get onto the camel. This was the akhlaq. This was the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his wives, with daughter, with sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also treat our mothers, sisters, daughters, and wives the way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam showed us and guided us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.